Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Because obviously being with the defensive line, you know, my entire career, now it's more, you got to focus on the coverage aspect of it. At Louisville, I did a little bit of it, but it wasn't as vast as what it is here with everything that we do. So it's, but now having Vic and, you know, and obviously his accomplishments and what he's done as a coach has been a great asset for me to be able to sit next to him and learn those things. So, and I have a lot more time to study and work on this stuff than the players do. Hopefully they saw a guy that very organized, detailed, hardworking, a guy that stays on top of his stuff and going to push the players, but also have a relationship with them, know what's going on. Because that's a critical part of that too. Those are things I hope that they saw, you know, but that's a better question probably suited for John and Vic. A lot of things translate over from the same way you would teach a D lineman. Mm-hmm. You would read pre-snap information, personnel groups, formations, those kinds of things, or reading splits. Well, it's no different when you're walked out of the box as an outside backer. You know, you want to see the splits of receivers, no formation tendencies and things like that. So those things have some carryover and they translate. And those things have been really, really good. And obviously, there's always information I can pick up from Vic and to continue to improve. The thing is, they all have clean slates, you know, coming in. And you just look to see the guys that are putting in the time in the playbook. And you'll see the evidence of how much time they're putting in the work and the study when they get out on the grass and it's time to start executing the defense. Obviously, it's a veteran group of guys. Some of them, a guy like Jared, is a very accomplished player. The thing is, it makes the competition that much better, you know, and the guys push each other. The camaraderie in the group is excellent, but at the same time, they're pushing each other because, you know, they're competitive guys. So, you know, they've been going after it every day. You see the improvements in technique and whatnot, so it's been good. No, you know, I think you get in trouble when you ask, you try to get opinions of a lot of different people. So if I got Vic Fangio in my hip pocket, then I'm going to ask him and get the information from him that I need. Thank you.